Hey y'all, you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, WRCT.org.
Okay.
to remind you that you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, WRCT.org, and we're streaming worldwide. Good to see longtime friends from around the country still performing. People like Ascendant, people like Alex Kanye Das, and various other folks that we heard in our set. New stuff from Narada, Michael Walden from some upcoming projects. A little sneak preview of that. Let me see here. Mark Williams, I believe, was in there as well. Oh, Sicily, 'Cause I Love You. Yeah, Sicily, Cause I Love You, Ascendant, and Alex Harris featuring Kanye Doss. Yeah, so new music there, more to come. And this is One to One. This is Kevin Amos here. For years and years and years and years.
For myself, that I've been good. Okay. call a red sniper. And she don't just bite, she'll snap you clean in half.
Dry your eyes. what I signed up for. When you're used up, where do you go? Soldier, I can't take the heat.
easy home. Your scent still lingers, but your touch is gone. Left the door wide open, like you meant to stay. But all I found was silence and a note that said goodbye. I should have known, I should have seen. Love don't fade, it just turns mean. You
we're back and winding it down for our one-to-one segment again here at WRCT. Yeah, winding it down for you. Kevin Amos in with you. For those of you going to stay around, hang out with us. And for those who got to go, well, we'll check you out next week. All right? Peace.
The years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
So what I see happening with this generation is really trying to have the rhetoric mean something, not to throw out the rhetoric, but to say, okay, guys, we're being tested. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Not what are we going to say, but what are we going to do? Are we going to divest? Are we going to not let weapons companies recruit on our campus? Like, what are we going to do materially that we can do? And we have to do it.
That's Naomi Klein, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Naomi Klein. What are we going to do? The day after the Trump election, the New York Times wrote, America stands on the precipice of an authoritarian style of governance never before seen in its 248-year-old history. For many, the results of November 5th confirmed the view that we are in dark times. So the big question is, what are we going to do? We can wallow in self-pity and depression, or we can find kindred spirits, organize, and form alliances to not just resist the repression to come, but to promote progressive causes. As writer Rebecca Solnit says, not acting is a luxury those in immediate danger do not have, and despair something they cannot afford. But despair is all around us, telling us the problems are insoluble, that we are not strong enough, our efforts are in vain, and no one really cares. Hope, Rebecca Solnit says, counteracts cynicism and pessimism. Our guest today is Naomi Klein. She's professor in the Department of Geography at the University of British Columbia. Her writing has appeared in leading publications around the world. She's a columnist for The Guardian. She's the award-winning author of such bestsellers as No Logo, The Shock Doctrine, On Fire, and Doppelganger. She spoke at the University of Colorado at Boulder at the end of October. The moderator is Professor...
And when I speak...